You're listening to SBS News.
Rehearsal is in full swing for this Brazilian samba band, also known as a bateria, performing powerful, pulsating rhythms that evoke Carnival, otherwise known as the greatest show on earth. Brazilian members of Sydney's Bateria 61 say it's important to share their culture with Australians. Leonardo Lusada has been practicing and performing with the group for 5 years.
When you talk about Brazil, it's just about soccer and our beaches, and they don't know about the music, or they don't know much about the music. So when they see bateria playing, they fall in love. They think, oh my God, that's amazing.
Fellow member Edgy Ribeiro has been in Australia for 30 years, but grew up playing in samba bands in his native São Paulo.
Samba in Brazil is a big thing, especially during Carnival. So it's quite strong, and I still have that with me, so after all those years. Brings you joy, let's say. And then I think that's what keeps me going and wanted to share that as much as I can.
The group was started in 2013 and features musicians from all over the world. Those members who aren't Brazilian, like Pip Wittenoom, say they have a responsibility to represent the culture with authenticity.
We can never be the exact replica because it isn't where we're from, and this is people's lives and their history that we're playing with through the music. So we want to honour it as respectfully as we can.
The Samba School percussionists provide the infectious, high-energy soundtrack to one of the world's most extravagant parties. Edgy, who played with the Vai Vai Samba School in Brazil, says the musicians are the heartbeat of Carnival.
You can't have Carnival without the bateria. It's really overwhelming. Like, it's really 300 people playing all together. It's quite intense.
The origins of samba music and dance are rooted in African culture, arriving in Brazil via the West African slave trade. Brazilian dance instructors like Nandara Neres want to share this meaning behind the movement. She teaches a Brazilian roots class at the Escola de Samba in Sydney.
Afro is the beginning of everything. So you cannot teach only samba. You have to understand what everything came from. I think teaching my culture and telling people my history and everything about Brazil, historically speaking, culturally speaking, it's my biggest pleasure.
The school's founder and director, Sasha Jay, says samba is not just fancy footwork.
It comes from its Afrocentric roots, from the African, you know, slaves who were taken to Brazil, and it was their fight, it was their resistance, it was their triumph. Their joy in times of struggle that gave rise to samba as a culture and a dance. And I think that is the fundamental denominator with which you have to dance samba, the meaning, the intention.
She adds that the essence of Carnival can get lost among the images of glittering parades awash in lavish costumes.
The general Western world still sees samba as this glamorous showgirl affair with feathers and bikinis, but in Brazil, most of the samba dancers cannot afford a costume because they are from the comunidades, they are from the favelas. This is where samba comes from. So we really try to educate people and say, don't be in such a rush to get the costume and put the costume on. You have to understand what putting that costume on actually means before you do it. And so when you dance samba, it's coming from the right place.
Samba schools toil and train for months on end. During Carnival, they're judged on how well they represent their chosen theme, often charged with social messages.
They are shouting loudly and proudly, this is what Brazil really is. This is our struggle, this is our fight, this is what we've overcome. And it is the classic example of, it is not about one person, it is about everyone.
Coming together for a common purpose. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.